Hey everyone, this is Jessica Lane, your daily dose of motivation, and welcome back to Manifest Your Day, 5-Minute Morning Visualization. You know that feeling when you wake up and just know it's going to be a good day? That sense of calm confidence? Yeah, that's what we're aiming for every single morning. But how do we get there? How do we cultivate that inner peace and power? Well, today we're diving into something super important. Emotional intelligence. Ever felt like you were on an emotional roller coaster? Yeah, me too. It's a wild ride sometimes, but the good news is, it doesn't have to be that way. With a little bit of self-awareness, we can actually take control of those emotions and turn them into fuel for our day. Think about it like this. Emotional intelligence isn't just about being nice or understanding other people's feelings, though that's part of it. It's about understanding your own emotions, the good, the bad, and everything in between. It's about recognizing how your feelings influence your thoughts, actions, and even your relationships. And when you have a solid grasp on that, you become this unstoppable force. You can navigate challenges with grace, make decisions with clarity, and build stronger connections with the people around you. So, how do we actually develop this awesome superpower? Here are 5 key takeaways to get you started. 1. Check in with yourself. It sounds simple, but take a few moments each day to simply check in with your emotions. What are you feeling right now? Are you happy, sad, anxious, excited? Just name it. Don't judge yourself for what you're feeling. Just acknowledge it. Think of it like taking a mental temperature check. This helps you become more aware of your emotional landscape and how it shifts throughout the day. 2. Identify your triggers. We all have them. Those things that set us off, whether it's a certain person, situation, or even thought. Recognizing your triggers is crucial because it allows you to anticipate and manage your reactions. Once you know what pushes your buttons, you can develop strategies for coping with those situations more effectively. Maybe it's practicing deep breathing when you feel yourself getting stressed, or taking a break from social media when negativity starts creeping in. 3. Practice empathy. Emotional intelligence isn't just about understanding yourself. It's also about understanding others. Try to see things from their perspective and consider their feelings. Remember that everyone is going through something, and even small acts of kindness can make a big difference. Think of it like stepping outside your own bubble and extending a little bit of compassion. 4. Learn to regulate your emotions. This one takes practice, but it's so worth it. We can't always control what happens to us, but we can control how we react to it. There are tons of tools you can use to manage your emotions: deep breathing exercises, mindfulness meditation, journaling, physical activity. Find what works best for you and make it a regular part of your routine. 5. Embrace growth. Remember, emotional intelligence is a journey, not a destination. Be patient with yourself, celebrate your wins, and learn from your mistakes. We're all human, and we're all constantly evolving. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You're at work, deadlines are looming, and your coworker just dropped a major bomb on you. Ever felt like that? Bam! Suddenly, stress levels skyrocket, frustration bubbles up, and it's easy to get caught in a spiral of negativity. But hold on a second. What if instead of reacting impulsively, you took a moment to pause, breathe deeply, and acknowledge your feelings? You might say to yourself, okay, I'm feeling stressed and overwhelmed right now, but I can choose how I respond to this situation. Then, you could brainstorm solutions, communicate effectively with your coworker, or simply take a few minutes to regroup before diving back in. See? Emotional intelligence is like having an inner compass that guides you through those tricky moments. Alright everyone, remember this. Cultivating emotional intelligence isn't about being perfect, it's about progress. Every small step you take towards understanding yourself better and managing your emotions is a victory. So today, make a conscious effort to check in with yourself, identify your triggers, and practice some self-care. I want to hear from you. Share your biggest takeaway from this episode on social media using the hashtag ManifestYourDay. And don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss out on any future episodes packed with motivation and inspiration. Until tomorrow, keep shining.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.